Jared Johnson Show on 98 Rock.
That's right. Highly suspect tickets up for grabs, but it is time now to get with the man, Double J, the Jared Johnson Show. What's going on with you, Double?
Not much, man. Just living and loving.
How bad is it to marinate in a loss, Jared, for 2 weeks, and then you got to play your arch rival after that?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. We talked about it last week. You definitely want to go in the bye week with a win. You know, it's right now. It's nobody's feeling the pain more than the folks in that building. You know, I know the fans aren't happy, but right now it's pretty dark days in there, and they're going to get it right. You know, they've had a week off. They can lick their wounds, and you know who better to come back against than your arch rival?
Yeah, and they always play great against Pittsburgh, or they usually show up against Pittsburgh. So
absolutely,
there's a lot to talk about. We're just getting started. It's his show. It's his basement. The Jared Johnson Show, 98 Rock.
The Jared Johnson Show on 98 Rock.
That's right. Hike. The Jared Johnson Show here on 98 Rock. It's every Thursday, 6 to 7 o'clock. Double J, I-95. Who was it that gave you, like, Double J or JJ? Nobody ever called you Vajay-J, did they? Probably not.
No, let's hope not.
Not to your face. Well, where did that start? Were you a little kid or was it later?
You know, in high school, I didn't really have a nickname. You know, they just come, whatever. And then college, I was my recruiting class, there was another defensive end named Kenny King, and I was Jared Johnson, so we were K2 and J2. So in college, I either went by JJ or J2. And then real quick, when I got to the Ravens, nobody calls me Jared. It was all JJ, and then I think by the end of mini camp, it was just Double J, and then shortened to Double. Like if I'm in the building and somebody says Jarrett, I don't even turn and look.
That's so funny.
Or there's somebody new, or I don't know him, but it's either Double or Double J.
Chris Shibaleski, now I've been calling him Double C or CC.
I always thought if I was ever going to be a DJ, I was going to go with C squared.
I like it.
C squared.
Well, and then people think you're going to be square when you sit down in the box, like Big Bang Theory. Oh. Hey, Huber's not here, and Jarrett didn't even know Double, did you?
Yeah, I heard it was an upcoming funeral or no, wedding. What was it?
Yeah.
One or the other.
He's down on the Eastern Shore getting ready with all his people.
Wow.
I'm going to slide down there on Saturday. But
are you?
Yeah, they're jumping the broom and getting married. You said, man, life is over.
Well, you know what's different about him, though, is he had the kids first.
Right.
You know, so I say that a kid changes life more than marriage. Now, marriage definitely changes things, but a kid is like, it's shocking how much life changes. So, and he's already experienced that. So the marriage, I mean, he should be good to go, right?
I think so. And in this day and age, there's really no blueprint. People live together and don't get married. People get divorced and stay together in the same house, adopt a bunch of kids. There's all kinds of ways to shape a family. And they seem like they really dig each other. So congratulations to Steve and Laura. That's why Huber's not here today. And
open bar?
I think so. He kind of throws down. Yeah.
Huber throws
the party. He gets after it. If knowing him, there's going to be open bar and a lot of good food. Or at least we hope. We would expect, right?
Did you go with a band or a DJ at your wedding?
Dude, I don't want to talk about my wedding. My wife is from a small southern town, South Alabama, OPP.
Never
Alabama.
Heard of it.
And
OP.
Every wedding, if you get married, if you're a girl from OP and you get married in town, they're all the same. They're at the same church, the same routine, the same. They're all dry weddings. They're not really music, or you just show up. You get married in the church. Everybody goes to the reception hall, little hors d'oeuvre, and literally, we stood on opposite ends of the building.
Yes.
Of the room, she met my family, I met hers, and we left. Cut the cake and left.
You curtsy. Yeah, the courtly bow, and then take off. You down with OPP?
I'm down with OPP.
You know me, OPP. OP. It's a photo op in OP.
There you go.
Just guess how much my wedding and honeymoon, dress, cake, everything. Just guess how much. Throw out a number. How much you think it cost me?
$18,715.
$5,000.
Bro!
What?
That's That's pretty good. That's
honeymoon awesome. And all.
That's how'd you pull that off?
Where'd you guys go?
She wanted to go to Disney World. I said, baby, anywhere in the world. I was like, we're not spending any money. She paid for her own dress. Because the way the weddings are there, they're not expensive. I think the most expensive thing was maybe the cake or something. And then she wanted to go to Disney World. And I was like, baby, anywhere. I was like, you name it, we'll go. And she was like, nope, I want to go to Disney World. So we went to Disney. And at the time, the ESPN Zone there was doing this promotion with the NFL where you go by ESPN Zone, do like a Q&A with the people there.
Yeah.
And they'll give you tickets. It was like our honeymoon was like $1,000.
Oh, my God. The frugal wedding. That's nice.
Yeah.
And the duct tape dress really saved money. Yeah. It's a Double J show. I-95 on 98 Rock.
The Jared Johnson Show on 98 Rock.
Oh! Not really threatening like Halloween, but it is threatening like a raven. It's a Jared Johnson Show. I'm Kirk McEwen. No Huber. He's getting the nuptials done. CC Chris Chmielewski is here, and Double J Jared Johnson. You know what I noticed, Double, is every year the Ravens seem to have some big masquerade bash or Halloween party, and they'll do it at like a Dave and Buster's. Everybody or most of the players dress up. What goes into that? Does everybody have to go? Some people go?
I don't know how it's done now. I would assume so. When like early in my career, it was Ed Mulitalo's deal.
Oh yeah,
and it's for his charity, and he just invites a bunch of the players. And I want to say it's done like through the Ravens marketing department, but it was always in connection with a specific player's foundation. Mm. If I could be wrong on that. But yeah, he'd just invite guys, everybody bring a costume, show up, there'd be a bunch of fans there. It went from Ed to Todd Heap, had it for a couple years. And I forgot who kind of took it over there at the end, but yeah, it was a good time. It was a little tough because it wasn't like a team party where you can just cut loose and act normal, because there was fans there, you know,
right.
So you're signing autographs, which is great, but it's just not like it's not like a team function where it's just the Ravens facility there. You know what I mean?
They do so much. The Ravens do with the fans, and yeah. I'm sure you guys get time to be off on your own, but man, they really like to include the fans and kids and schools. I've been doing some stuff with their team challenges, and you know, because you're out there doing a lot of stuff too, so there's a lot of opportunity for the fans to get up close to you guys.
No doubt. Yeah, they do a good job interacting with the public, and probably one of the better marketing PR community relations departments in the league.
I got to say, Double, this past week, the story was dominated by Josh Brown and his situation. The Giants went over to play the Rams in London. Josh Brown was held back as they sort of sifted through everything. Then he was put on the commissioner's exempt list. And finally this past week, cut by the Giants.
Right.
And everybody in Baltimore looking really intently at that type thing because of the Ray Rice situation.
Right.
As I said to Jerry, Stan, and Q, and whoever would listen, looks like the NFL got it wrong again.
Yeah. Well, definitely public perception and what it appears from the media standpoint is that there was obviously something going on in his relationship with his wife, apparently an ongoing thing, that they only suspended him one game, and then something, I guess some documents came out or a journal came
transcripts,
out.
Transcripts, yeah.
Yeah, that was part of his therapy. And there was, so that got released to the public, and then everybody's like, well, why only one game? And then all the blowback. That's the public perception. As a player, when I look at it, you know, I wonder what specific, because domestic violence can cover a broad range of things. It could be something awful like what happened to Ray Rice, where he knocked his wife out,
and it was on tape,
and on tape, which was really the shocking. You know, the mind's eye. You know, you're able to see that. You know, you're going to react differently than just hear about it. But you know, he claims. I wonder that if it was more of just an ongoing verbal abuse thing, because they say that he was open about it. Like, he talked about it. They said you almost couldn't talk to him because part of his therapy was to be verbal about it and talk about it. And, you know, the players kind of are not taking his back, but you can see they kind of feel bad for the fact that he got cut. So I wonder if there's more to the story than, and I'm not saying that if it's verbal abuse, then it's should be fine. I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying I wonder if it's a totally different situation than the Ray Rice situation. And it appears that way by the way the team handled it. How do you think?
I just think that if you're a good kicker and they don't have everything on you and you can get the ball through the uprights, they're going to try and keep you on the field as long as possible until the blowback is so bad that they got to do something. And
which is very similar to the Ray Rice situation.
Oh, no question about it. Yeah. Ray Rice couldn't get a sniff of the NFL again, and Josh Brown was getting ready to take a trip over to London until everything came out. But it's one of those things the NFL's got to do better at, because there's a lot of women that like the game too. And
no doubt. It's definitely an awful PR situation for the league, and they should have. If it was something, you know, where he was, you know, if they knew what was happening and they only suspended him one game, and if it was something that was, you know, something awful, then yeah, they deserve everything. The league is all the blowback the league's in, they deserve. But I don't know. I believe that everything should run as due process, and you know, everybody should have the have the opportunity to be investigated, and all the information should be out there before a decision is made. So, one thing about kickers, man, there's a lot of good kickers out there. There's not that many good quarterbacks, not that many good corners and pass rushers, but there's a lot of good kickers. So, you know, he'll be replaced and quickly.
Next up, prayer in school. Who says we don't tackle the tough issues here on the Jared Johnson Show? 98 Rock.
The Jared Johnson Show on 98 Rock.
Happy Halloween, everybody. Double J, Kirkster, no Huber, Christian Molesky running aboard, keeping it tight as a clam's ass. And we talked about Halloween, and I haven't been, you know, I'm down to high school playing weight, Double J. I was the fullback / halfback for the Old Mill Patriots, and I'm down to 188-189.
Oh, good for you.
4.640 kept me out of D1, D2, or D3. I'd switch over to be a resident assistant in the dorms, but down to 188, so I haven't been eating much candy, but I'm telling you what, if the Snickers lands in the bag, it's mine! Baby Ruth, too. Baby Ruth, Snickers, not so much Three Musketeers, too much of that that fluffy, whatever that is in that Three Musketeers. What's your go-to?
I like a good Reese's cup.
Yeah,
you know. I'm not a big candy guy though.
You want some kale in your Halloween
kale chips.
I don't know about all that.
You want some potato?
If you see my beer gut, man, I ain't a health freak. But I'm just not a big candy. You know, like if we go to dinner, I'll have a piece of cake or pie or something like that. But the candy, you know, Reese's cup, something like that.
Reese's cup. What about you, Shibuleski?
Twix. It's all about the Twix.
Twix it up.
Huh? Left Twix or right Twix?
Ooh, that's a tough one. That's a tough one.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, get my left Twix. So
do you dress up?
Not much, but if I do, I'm the cream of wheat guy. That's usually my go-to. I got a chef's outfit and then that hat, but you got to carry the cream of wheat box with you so people know exactly what they just think you're a chef down the street. But if you got the box, I find that they know when they'll get a chuckle out of it.
Yeah.
Are you not dressing up this year?
Me? No. No, I'm hit or miss, man. First of all, my costumes are always terrible because I always wait to the last minute and I'm like, I guess I'll dress up and I'll go to like the local cheap, you know.
Party City.
Yeah, Party City, something out of, I don't know, it's bad. And last year, me and my wife were 70s aerobics instructor, like the short shorts and all that crap. But this year, no. My goal this year, never since I've been married and owned a house have I sat at the door and given away candy. We've always like gone to somebody's neighborhood and went trick-or-treating. And so this year, my goal is to sit out in the yard with a giant bucket of candy and a cooler beer under my chair so the kids can't see, and just post up and just hand out candy to the kids. And like, you know, that's my goal. I've never done it. I've always wanted to, and I'm not really a big fan of trick-or-treating. So,
well, let me just tell you, it ain't all it's cracked up to be. I put a bowl out on a stool and then like, y'all handle it yourself.
Yeah, that's what we normally do.
Now, but what kind of candy are you giving away? Are you giving full size?
Oh, man.
Fun size?
No, I'm just going to go get the big bags of mini stuff.
Oh, man, you got to go for the full size.
Full size.
You got to be the good house.
Do you go
the
full
block.
Size?
I don't go full size.
Well, what?
I'm broke.
No, I'm not going full size, man.
My wife likes it when I go full size because sometimes after drinks, I'll give her fun size. You know what I mean? It's the Jared Johnson Show. Happy Halloween, 98 Rock. 98 Rock. 98online.com or the mobile app. It's free. Should be on your smartphone or device. Are you a social media guy? You're not really tweeting much, are you, Jared?
No, I did Twitter for like a week and hated it.
Yeah. Somebody came at you, I think, right?
No. I got on it. It's amazing how many followers you get. Like, I had like 1,000 in like an hour. Like, oh,
especially
heck,
when you played the game. I mean, you got fans all over the country.
We were at dinner just when I was with the Chargers, and we were at dinner, and they were kind of, the young guys were making fun of me not having Twitter. And they were like, you know, just doing, they showed me how to like get on it. And one of the kids that had like 50,000 followers, like, tweeted me out, and then like my phone just starts blowing up. I was like, okay, but I never could like come up with anything to tweet. You know, like what do you, I don't like watching the Alabama game. Roll Tide, and then I was like, why am I sending this? This is stupid. And then I was at a Target or whatever, and I heard somebody call my name, and I kind of turned around, didn't see anybody. You know, heard somebody call my name, turned around, didn't see anybody, and so I just got my car and drove off. And my phone, I get like a tweet on my phone, and this kid is blasting me about being a prick for not acknowledging him in the Target parking lot, and how I thought I was big time and all this stuff, and I didn't even see him. You know, and I was like, all right, this is stupid. I got off. But I did Facebook and Instagram. I like the pictures, but I recently just got off that.
I tell that guy every rose has its thorn. He's going to get pricked every now and then. Speaking of, here come the Steelers. What's the Ravens' recipe to beat Pittsburgh coming up next Sunday?
Well, I mean, we got to score more points than them. No, it's making a backup quarterback look like a backup. Mm-hmm. It's getting after him, rattling him, showing him, you know, different movements, different packages. You know, got to hit him. You know, the Steeler game always comes back to physicality. Who's the most physical team? As much as the Steelers have gone to relying on Big Ben and airing it out over the past few years, and you know, the Ravens are built around Joe these days, you know, not so much around the defense or a running game. To me, that doesn't matter in the Steeler game. It all comes down to who's going to be the most physical team and, you know, who wants to get after it. So at least I'd like to think it's still like that.
Here we go into the bye week. You got to get cards printed up double and say, Jarrett Johnson, host the Jarrett Johnson Show. And just pass them out. Let people know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll happen sometime soon.
Never.
All right, for Steve Huber, good luck with the wedding. We'll have a full report next week. For Chris Shimoleski and the host of the show, Jarrett Johnson, I'm Kirk McEwen. We'll see you next week on the Jarrett Johnson Show on 98 Rock.